We are joined right now by a guard for the University of Houston, 2021 academic, all Big 12 first team, all Big 12 honorable mention, AAC player of the week for the 10th week of this season. Coming off a game where he had 23 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 assists in a win over South Florida. Houston, 16-2 this season. They are number 10 in both polls. They're at home against East Carolina tomorrow night. Kyler Edwards is my guest. Kyler, it's good to have you on the show. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, thanks, dude. Good. It is good to have you. So I mentioned you beat South Florida. Let me start right there, Kyler. Tuesday night, that's 8 wins in a row overall. It extended the 3rd longest home winning streak in the country. So what is the vibe like around the team right now? How do you feel about the way the guys are playing?
I think we're in a good rhythm right now overall just because of how we're meshing together. And I think we just really genuinely just like playing the game together. So, I mean, that's just a plus for us as a team.
Rhythm is a good word. I was going to ask you about that because you had a career-high 29 Saturday, and then you chased that with 23-7 on Tuesday. Do you feel like you're at a point right now where you're in such a rhythm that it feels like pretty much everything is going to go in?
Oh, yeah. I think I was getting a pretty good rhythm before my ankle injury. Against Texas State, I thought I had a really good, you know, shooting night. But, you know, just getting back in the gym and taking care of my business, you know, doing them individual workouts, you know, going hard in them. You know, I think I get a good rhythm right now. And I think my team is looking for me a lot. So,
Kyler Edwards joining us.
Give the credit to them.
Yeah, you know what I was going to say? Excuse me, you mentioned the injury. I was going to ask you about that a little bit later on, but since you brought it up, I want to ask you. And from the outside, it seems pretty clear to me that if you're going to play through something like that, and you did play through something like that, in part that's got to be because of the teammates you just mentioned, right? How strongly you feel about them. If you're playing through the pain, you didn't want to stay away. Like, how did you go about doing that, playing through it, and why was that so important to you?
Okay, so the injury is I had a grade 2 sprain. I had some ligament tears, but so that is usually like 4 to 6 weeks sit out. That's just sitting there, you know, not doing anything. But I mean, I seen the team, and I love these guys so much that, you know, I wanted to get out there, you know, do anything I could to help them. So my first game come back, I didn't think I was gonna play that much, but I mean, I ended up playing a lot of minutes. But I mean, I was just excited to be out there. And right now my ankle is getting better right now. So as we speak, I just love playing with you guys.
I like that. I figured that was it. Kyler Edwards joining us. Now, the fact is you've been playing at a really high level, an elite level, since you arrived in college, including going to the Final Four as a freshman. So this is a situation where consciously you've said, I mean, or is it consciously where you say, I've got to get this team on my back, or maybe is it just how the offense is flowing through you right now?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I think I just give credit to my teammates. You know, they know what I can do. They've been seeing me since this summer. So, I mean, they know my game, and they know where my spots are. So, I mean, they're looking for me. I'm looking for them as well. So, I mean, we're just really meshing right now, like I said.
You know, you were playing for Chris Beard at Texas Tech prior to the season, and then you entered the transfer portal, which is always really interesting. What made you decide to look around, and then what was that process like for you?
I really just wanted to, you know, take a chance on myself, you know, you know, Coach Sampson and the coaching staff really believed in me. And I already had a relationship with those guys from high school. You know, they recruited me since I was a sophomore year, of high school. And I scrimmaged them every year as well with Texas Tech versus Houston. We scrimmaged every year. And last year we actually got to play them in a real game. So, I mean, you know, I already knew the culture here. I already knew the coaching staff, so I just already was familiar with them. So, I mean, I already trusted them with my career, my last year.
Hey, let me ask you something, Kyler. Like, you had a familiarity, right? Like, you knew those guys, and you kind of knew them on a certain level, and you're not afraid of hard work now. However, and even if you say you knew the culture, the thing about Kelvin, and that's my guy right there, I love Kelvin Sampson, but I've never played for him, but I know he's tough, and I know he's demanding. Did you know what you were getting into? You might be thriving in that right now, but until you're actually in it and living it, do you know what the hard work involves and what the demands require?
Right. At first, I knew he was a great coach, you know, a hard nosed coach. But I mean, he just wanted the best for his guys. I mean, he loves everybody on the team. He just wanted the best for him. So just being under that coach, you know, and just knowing that he got your back at all times, it gives you confidence as a player.
Now, there's no doubt he cares about his guys. He's going to be very demanding of his guys, but he does care about his guys. Guys who are in the program talk about the fact that Kyler usually takes new players a month or two to get used to how hard those practices are. Fabian White said, quote, "We do a lot of stuff that a lot of guys are not used to," end of quote. You were coming from a program, though, that valued defense and working hard. So what was that transition like for you? Were you better prepared coming in than a lot of guys would be?
I was prepared, but, you know, I was just still new. Like, I was pretty much a freshman at the beginning. I mean, I didn't know what was going on, how the practice was going to go. So I was pretty much just, you know, just following the leaders like Fade at first, you know, just listening to whatever they got to say so I can fall in and fit in.
All right, so let me underline this. We're talking about a program that went to the Final Four last season and then lost a bunch of talent and then lost players to injury this year, yet you're in the top 10 right now and you're in the thick of it for a national championship. So what's that say about the program and culture and then all the talent and heart that you guys have in that locker room?
The culture is very strong here. I mean, you have no choice but to get with it or get out of it. So, I mean,
I love that.
So with the players we have right now, we have a lot of good pieces still. Even though we have two of our best players out for the season, we still have a lot of more pieces, and that's just credit to the coaching staff and how they put us in different situations.
Dude, you got no choice but to get with it or get out of it. I actually like that. I respect that. Now, you were also a key part of that Texas Tech team that went to the Final Four and was this close to winning the entire thing. You played big minutes in the championship game. What do you recall about that experience, and then how badly does that make you want to get back there?
I'll say that was probably the best experience I had in college basketball, you know, just going up there and having that experience off the court or on the court. I mean, that was just the best experience I had completely. But, you know, ever since we've been there, I've been trying to get there every year. You know, I'm hungry for it, and I think we have a real chance this year. And Coach knows it, Coach sees it, and we have an understanding that, you know, we both trying to do the same thing. That's winning that championship.
Now, earlier this season, you scored your 1,000th career point. It's a really big number. It's a great milestone. What did it mean to you to reach that? And as somebody who grew up in Arlington, what did it mean to do it in a game that took place in the DFW?
Yeah, just scoring that 1,000th point, I mean, it was just a milestone for, like, all the hard work you done put in as a freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. Yeah, it's just like a whole bunch of, you know, milestones checked off. But and to do it in front of my home crowd, you know, I had my family there. I had a lot of friends there. It was just a lot of love after the game.
So, Kyler, you know, I could keep talking to you about all these great games you've had, but, you know, the shots don't always go down, right? You had a rough shooting night against Wichita State where you went 1-for-14, but you kept shooting it. And Kelvin Sampson pointed out that you were great defensively. What was that game like for you, and then how were you able to keep battling on the other end of the floor and not let the missed shots, get to you and get inside your head?
Well, I don't really define my game as just being, like, just a shooter or being a scorer. I mean, I like to do other things like pass, assist, or anything to help the team out. So, I mean, that night my shot wasn't falling, but I still can't let that affect the other end of the court, which is playing defense. So I got to bring that every night regardless of if I'm hitting or if I'm missing. So defense, I really took pride in that night, and every night.
Okay, exactly, every night. One last thought on that, because a lot of guys in your position who want to focus on offense or could focus on offense could kind of just try to get by with the bare minimum of defense. Now, I know Kelvin, he's not going to have any of that, but how would you describe your mindset, your particular mindset defensively?
I'm going to tell you a story. When I got into college.
Yeah, do that.
You know,
tell me a story, man. I need a story.
So when I got in college, you know, Coach, I didn't know too much about Coach Beer and, you know, Texas Tech, you know, defense and stuff. So, come out of high school, everybody wants to be a scorer and everything. And he told me the only way I could get on the court was to play defense. And I never played defense before. So, I mean, I wanted to be on the court bad. I didn't want to sit my first year, or I didn't want to get, like, minimum playing time. So, I mean, I worked hard as I could to really understand how to lock down the opposing team. Best player, and I just kept working.
That, by the way, that's a great story. I had never played defense before, but I wanted to make sure I got on the floor. Hey, Kyler, in no way do I want to disrespect Kelvin, because he's one of my favorite guys, but so is Chris Beard. I mean, these literally are two of my favorite coaches ever. Do you have any other Chris Beard stories that you need to share?
Okay, I got one for you. So, you know, as a freshman, you know, you don't know any better. You just trying to fit in and stuff. So I wear two different color shoes for the game. You know, just being like a freshman, just young. So he gets me off the bench and tells me to go to the locker room and change my shoes, and I had to come back out. So I mean, that was middle of the game. He could tell you that too. But yeah, that was just a funny story. Now I'm looking back at it.
That is great, dude. That's another great story. So of those two guys, man, these guys are both so hard nosed. Who's tougher, Kelvin or Chris Beard?
Oh, I really don't even know the answer to that one. But they're both great coaches and both tough in their own way, and they both expect the best out of you.
Hey, tell me I'm wrong, but because I'm not wrong, they both care about the player, though, right?
Oh, most definitely, they'll do anything for you.
Kyler Edwards, he is a 2021 academic All Big 12 first teamer. Hey, by the way, what does that mean to you to be an academic All Conference player?
That's just. I do it for my parents, you know, the academic side and the basketball side too, but mostly academic because, you know, they don't put all the hard work in, seeing me going through all the training and all the, you know, the test tutors and all that. So, I mean, I just wanted to, you know, repay them by getting the grades in school.
Dude, what do you think they're more proud of, your work in the classroom or your work on the floor?
Oh, I mean, I really can't tell you. It's probably both.
I got you. All right. He is a University of Houston guard. Had a good time. Good conversation. Kyler, appreciate you. Good job, man. Good stuff. Thanks for doing that.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Kyler Edwards, good player. I love a guy who's got a story or two, especially about two of my favorite guys, Chris Beard and Kelvin Sampson. Both great coaches and both guys who have long jungle histories. All right. 1-800-636-8686. They lost a lot of guys off last year's team, and they're banged up, and they've had some adversity, and Kelvin's got them right where they are, number 10 in both polls. Kyler's saying that when he got to Tech, he had never played defense before is awesome. And Chris Beard not caring. You know, Chris Beard saying, hey, listen, you want to get on the floor? You want to play as a freshman? Then you had best play some defense. If you know anything about Chris Beard, you know you had best play some defense. If you know anything about Kelvin Sampson, you know you had best play some defense. And by the way, hitting the glass is not a bad idea either.